21-7, the sound of a Catalina. We received an email earlier in the week from Bill Anderson, who's the president of the Rathmines Catalina Association. They've been in discussions for a long time with Lake Macquarie Council to find a permanent home for a Catalina they bought a couple of years ago that they're restoring, but they need a bit of help. And it was interesting that Lake Macquarie City councillors actually said you should ring Richard and Kim at 2HD to see if they can give you a little bit of help. Bill's done that and he's on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, Richard. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise. Now, the Catalina project over at Rathmines, can you tell us about, well, firstly, tell us about the plane.
Yes, the aircraft, for those that aren't familiar, is called a PBY-5A patrol bomber Catalina flying boat. Like Holden cars, very numerous derivations, but the one we have is a 5A. It's an amphibious aircraft. It has undercarriage. It has wheels. It was purchased in 2012-13 in Puerto Rico in the Caribbean. So, dare I say, if you're going to buy an aeroplane and ship it to Sydney, that's about as far away as you can
yes,
get it.
Yeah.
It was just quickly, it was built in 1943 for the U.S. Navy, so whilst never left the American shores, it was a military aircraft.
Right.
Now, is this the one you refer to as Our Girl?
Spot on, Kim, yes. I think what happened, and this is before I joined the association, the then president and the mover and shaker in this project, Penny Ferner, the team were in Puerto Rico dismantling it. Obviously, there was numerous phone calls. I think it started with, how's our girl going? Been adopted ever since.
Right.
And this is the one that's currently under restoration. I understand the progress has been a bit slow because of COVID restrictions this year. Where are you up to?
Yeah, the aircraft's on private land at Killaban Bay. The fuselage, that's the centre part, the main part of the aircraft, and the centre wing are there. It's resheeting it. The aircraft had a lot of corrosion, being left in the weather out in the tropical climate. So the resheeting is going really well. Some of the painting is taking place. The undercarriage is being removed, cleaned, and reinstalled. Some of the components, through an arrangement with Centennial Coal, are off-site, but in a secure undercover location. The restoration is going really well. It did slow up through COVID. We closed for a couple of months earlier in the year.
Right. I gather there's still a long way to go, and you'd like to have a permanent housing or a museum for this Catalina, Bill?
Yes, Richard. Yeah, look, it's been on now for 5 to 6 years in various forms. The restoration team are all volunteers. As you know, we're a not-for-profit organisation. And it's reached the stage now where, at a guess, there's probably 6 months of work ahead of us that can be done in the present location, but to complete the restoration, the aircraft has to be moved, and we're in discussion and have been for, dare I say, years with the Lake Macquarie City Council to achieve a development application and then a building to house the aircraft over at Rathmines, which was the former World War II flying boat base.
Right, and you'd like to have that at Rathmines Park?
Yeah, well, that's the history. I mean, the flying boat, the Catalina, that's its spiritual home in terms of the Australian Air Force.
Right.
So it's most fitting that it goes there, yes.
And that's why it's so important, not just to Lake Macquarie residents, but I suppose everyone, to see it restored and replaced and left there.
We think so, Kim. I mean, obviously it's very close to our heart, but with some 3,000 men and women served at Rathmines during the war, a lot of those families sort of moved on to other parts of Australia, and dare I say overseas. There's a huge interest in this project.
Right. Now, for our listeners, is there any way we can help you? Are you still looking for volunteers?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. Yes, we are, and I refer listeners to our website. We've got a job for anybody, basically, Richard, from hands-on sheet metal work, general mechanical work, through to admin, IT, media, social. We could use any number of people that would like to assist. There's a simple way of joining. It's $25 a year. And we'd love to welcome new faces and new people.
All right. Well, there's a shout-out to anybody who would like to become involved. The best spot to go to find out more is the website. Now, you also said, Bill, you've been in discussion with council for a number of years now. Where's that up to at this stage?
It's a pretty long and protracted discussion. Richard's had to abbreviate.
Right.
Council recently, 3 years ago, completed it through consultants. There's a conservation management plan for the park. What's there? What can be done there now? They've just signed off last month unanimously on a Rathmines Park management plan. In other words, what's now going to go into the park? The hangar is part of that discussion. We've got to have our business plan. It's quite an extensive business plan, which we believe validates the project's viable. The council want that externally reviewed. We have no problem with that. And we should have an answer by the end of December, I believe. But all the while, we're losing time in terms of, well, next year is 100 years of the Royal Australian Air Force. We hoped that we would be on site in some form by 2021. That's looking a bit doubtful just to the time this process takes.
Gee, well, good luck with it. Before you go, Bill, are you still operating the heritage tours for groups down there?
Yeah, that's interesting, Kim. We, again, obviously, for the reason we know, we stopped, including the bowling club, which was the officers' mess during the war, the Rathmines Bowling Club. We've just had inquiries recently. The club now can accommodate 30 people as a group, so the website indicates we'll take 15 to 50 people, and we have done that. But now we would be able to accommodate up to 30 people. And again, that's listed on the website. We'd love to get moving on it again. There were some 350 visitors last year in various groups, which shows the interest in the tour.
Yes.
And helps raise money to for the restoration. So good luck with it all, Bill.
Thanks, Kim.
And thank you very much for having a chat with us this